Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, May 24th. Longtime photo professor retiring. The story was written by Ruth Campbell. With a total of 42 years of teaching under his belt, Odessa College professor of photography Steve Goff has probably taken more photos and impacted more students than most people could ever dream of. Goff has logged 37 years at Odessa College and 5 years in Ohio. He will retire at the end of the summer, but that doesn't mean he'll stop snapping photos or imparting his knowledge to others. He wants to stay around and teach part-time and freelance. Quote, I have a lot of things I want to do. I have 2 books in the works that I want to finish when I have more time, Goff added. Both books are photography-related. One will focus on Felipe Ortega and relates to the summer landscape class he has offered for the past 18 or 19 years at La Madera in northern New Mexico. Quote, We really love the man who had that place, Ortega. He passed away 3 years ago with cancer in 18, and we want to do a tribute to him because he's such a special person to the instructors here and all the students that he met, Goff said. The book will be a collection of photographs, either of Ortega or in his home in La Madera. He honed his craft and taught at Owl Peak Pottery. On the internet, Goff said, it's listed as a bed and breakfast. Quote, It's a little bit more than a hippie commune, and people would come from all over to study pottery with him. He was Jicarilla Apache, and he did these earth pots that were all functional cooking pots and that type of thing. People would come from all around to study with him and cook with him. He is an incredible cook. End quote. The second book is about Leonard Crow Dog, a Sicanu Lakota. He said his wife, Beckwith Thompson, a part-time photo instructor at OC and fellow photographer, introduced him to the Lakota Sundance and people that follow the path of the Red Road and all traditional native Lakota ceremonies. Quote, The big spiritual festival is called the Sundance. We've been going since the very first one and making photographs. Leonard Crow Dog, who's like the chief of chiefs, comes down for this. We've been able, after a period of time, and it took a long time for them to either trust me or whatever, but I finally got to start making photos during the ceremonies, Goff said. Goff said he and Mike Hall, also a photographer, have been gathering his photos of Leonard Crow Dog for the book. The photos are finished for both books. Quote, It's a matter of writing to complete those. End quote. He is looking for a publisher for the Leonard Crow Dog book, and the Ortega book will be self-published, he said. Goff said he's not walking away from OC and teaching. He's also planning to continue his work on the Texas Photographic Society and Odessa Arts. Quote, Maybe it's just a switch from full-time to part-time because I want to continue teaching if the new people will have me, he added. I still want to be connected. OC is my family. I feel a lot of close connections and I've been treated really well. I think I brought a lot of good publicity to the school through the years, Goff said. Through the years, Goff has taught many future photographers and instructors. Quote, I think teaching is in my DNA, and I really love it, Goff said. Kate Mahoney, who has taken many classes from Goff, said his leaving is a huge loss for the college. Quote, He is a great teacher and mentor. He really encourages people. He allows a lot of experimentation, Mahoney said. She added that Goff is always interested in the students' work and is an inspiration. Mahoney says she's not sure whether she'll take more photo classes. Quote, "Some of it will depend on who takes over, what kind of policies they have, whether they offer some of the same classes. I'm certainly hoping they continue to offer the alternative photography," she added. Chris Stanley, associate professor of art at the University of Texas Permian Basin, said Goff is a legendary teacher. Quote, "He, along with Beckwith Thompson, have been champions for art education in our region since his arrival at Odessa College. As a visionary educator, he helped plot a clear course for inclusion of photography as an academic field in our region. His studio classroom at Odessa College has always been a place of inspiration for me," Stanley said in a text message. A native of Springfield, Ohio, Goff earned his bachelor's and master's degree in fine arts photography from Ohio University in Athens. He taught in Cleveland for 5 years before coming to OC. Goff began taking photos in high school and has used all manner of cameras, including cell phones. Quote, "My mom always had a camera for me to use and play with," he said. He added that his mother always had Look and Life magazine at home, which also led him to his profession. Quote, "I remember looking through that and thinking about the photos I was seeing and how they were made and how they communicated through the visual senses," Goff said. "I was always pretty blown away by that," end quote. He admires Walker Evans, a photographer who was active in the 1930s. Quote, "He was hired by Roy Stryker and the Works Progress Administration. Then, through that, there was another little group called the FSA, Farm Security Administration, and about the 8 other photographers traveled across the South. They were charged with photographing the impact of the Depression on families and poverty at that time in the middle 30s. And so he has always been one of my favorite photographers. Because of that, I always loved how he had a sense of respect for people, even if they were really, really poor and had nothing," end quote. A lot of Goff's work is digital now instead of film, but he does like doing black and white photography and using big negatives and cameras. Quote, "I still have a 5x7 and 8x10 film camera that I want to hold on to," he said. He added that digital photography has been a benefit, especially for teaching. Something he likes to do as an instructor is get students out of the classroom. Quote, "For example, our architecture class, we go out and photograph in places around our community, the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, the Ellen Noel Art Museum. We went to the Petroleum Museum in Midland, UTPB. We tried to go to several churches in our area and make photos as well, and just have an experience outside of the classroom. So we'll go out and photograph, and then come back and then process the pictures for their portfolios," Goff said. He added that he is very proud of trips to New Mexico with students that started about 20 years ago. Quote, "We do this 5-day trip, and we stop in Santa Fe for the day, and we visit the photography galleries and have a nice meal and have some time on the plaza to photograph, and then we go on up to La Madera and get situated in our rooms. Then, each day, we'd go out and photograph and travel around northern New Mexico because the light is so beautiful out there. It's in the mountains, and it's really nice to be away from Odessa in July," Goff said. They visit the home of Georgia O'Keeffe in Abiquiu and her studio. "That's always a big thrill for people," he said. "There's a mosque that we have gotten access to. We can always walk around, and if there's not a big convention or something going on, we get to go inside. That was a whole new experience for almost everybody," Goff added. Goff was wearing a baseball-style hat that said, "Be kind" on it. He said he tries to share that sentiment in class to nudge students to be nice, open-minded, kinder, and gentler. Goff said his parents were always supportive of his vocation, but his dad did want him to be a plumber. Quote, "He said I'd never want for money if I was a plumber," Goff said. Quote, "They knew I found something I really loved doing, and they were pleased with that," he added. Goff also has spoken to high school students about the Dark Skies Initiative and simple cell phone techniques to take photos at dusk. Quote, "I did 2 trips down to the Tri-County area, Presidio, Terlingua, Marfa, and Fort Davis," Goff said. He noted that he was supposed to go present in Alpine, but that was a weekend of the prom. Quote, "We met about a half hour before it got dark, and we talked about dusk and how to make pictures on the cell phone with that. So that was fun. That was just really recent. Some of those kids are going to be in the show at the Museum of the Big Bend next month," Goff said. The exhibit is called At Night, and it runs June 11th through September 5th. Goff said what drives him about photography is the beauty of the object itself and the communication that happens in a photo. Quote, "I really appreciate well-crafted photographs. I get a real satisfaction from looking at something that's made it really, really well. And then also the ability of that photograph to communicate ideas, feelings," he added. He remembered a photo from Life magazine that went with the story on submarines with the captain at the periscope and the sub was hitting an enemy ship. Quote, "It was starting to sink, and I remember thinking, oh my God, what was the feeling like on that submarine for that crew? To have been able to do that and that came across in the photos to me made a really big impact. I see something that makes me feel the beauty of a person. The beauty of light striking something is so rich and powerful for me. I have a lot of respect for documentary-style photography and journalism. Those two are kind of contained, I think. Those are the things that really satisfy my visual and aesthetic appetite," he said. Colon cancer screening recommendation change. The story was written by Carol A. Cates, Chief Nursing Officer at Odessa Regional Medical Center. "I have a big family history of cancer. Both of my parents, most of my aunts and uncles, all my grandparents have had cancer. There are days when I feel a bit like a time bomb with cancer. The thing is, though, that both my experiences with my family and my experiences in healthcare have taught me very well that cancer has gotten extremely treatable. It is not the whispered C word that I remember from my childhood, even in advanced cancers today. The best outcomes with cancer are associated with early detection and early treatment. Because of that, it is so important that people speak to their healthcare provider about screenings for cancer, so if someone is diagnosed with cancer, it is caught as early as possible. Colon cancer is one of the cancers where early really matters and makes a huge difference on treatment. According to the American Cancer Society, colon cancers are described by stages. Stages are classified as stage 0 up to stage 4. Stage 0 cancers are very early cancers. Sometimes they are referred to as precancerous. Stage 4 are cancers that have spread outside the colon to multiple other areas of the body. The stages in the middle are various levels of how far the cancer has spread. The higher the stage, the harder it is to treat. As a matter of fact, colon cancer is one of the leading causes of death, and that is because while it is very treatable in the early stages, it gets very difficult to treat if it is not found until the later stages. The statistics regarding colon cancer in the early stages of detection and treatment are striking. For colon cancers discovered in stage 0 or 1, the 5-year survival rate is over 90%. But for people where the cancer is discovered in stage 4, the 5-year survival rate drops to 14%. The treatment for colon cancers also changes dramatically as the cancer stages change. According to the American Cancer Society, most people who have stage 0 cancers, those areas can be removed by surgeries to remove the cancer. Most commonly, that is taking out the polyp or cancerous cells during a colonoscopy. Occasionally, it is by removing a small portion of the colon through a surgical incision. With stage 0 colon cancers, treatments like radiation or chemotherapy are rare. Stage 1 colon cancers are also generally treated with surgical procedures, sometimes through colonoscopy. But the need for surgical incisions is higher with the stage 1 cancers. Again, the need for chemotherapy or radiation is rare with these cancers. As the stages increase, the surgeries tend to get bigger with partial or total colectomies, the removal of part or all of the colon. That can also mean ostomies. An ostomy is a hole that must be created in the wall of the stomach for the person to have bowel movements because the part of their colon that connects to their anus has to be removed or cannot be connected internally. People in higher grades of cancer generally also need chemotherapy, radiation therapy, or both. Again, those treatments work a good portion of the time, but they are much more difficult than a colonoscopy with polyp removal. Because early detection is so key to survival, but also quality of life with colon cancer, the American Cancer Society and many others have recommended everyone start getting screened at age 50 for years now. But this year, the recommendations changed to age 45. That is because the research was showing 50 wasn't quite early enough to catch cancers at those earliest stages in quite a few people. After that, you should get screened for cancer every 10 years until you are at least age 75, and more often if you meet certain criteria. One more little fact from the American Cancer Society: 1 in 3 people who are diagnosed with colon cancer have never been screened, even though they were of the age that it was recommended. Those cancers are almost always found in later stages. There are options other than colonoscopy for colon cancer screening if that is what is stopping you from getting screened. Please speak to your healthcare provider if you are age 45 or older about the colon cancer screen. Ector County, 17,379 total cases, 374 deaths. ECISD daily cases, 1 student, 0 staff. Midland County, 17,614 total cases, 271 deaths. Texas, 2,940,679 total cases, 51,209 deaths. U.S. cases, 32,933,337 total confirmed cases, and 586,793 deaths. Find out more at covidinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/Y6NTPTUQ.
Hello, this is Cindy, continuing to read from the Odessa American for Monday. Planet Troopers. Keep Odessa Beautiful is inviting children ages 8 to 12 to participate in the Planet Troopers cleanup event June 1st through the 11th. The celebration, fifth year, hosted by First Basin Credit Union, will take place from 9 a.m. to noon June 12th at La Margarita Festival Grounds, 1261 West Monahans Street. There will be food, fun activities, and door prizes. For more information, email kob@odessa-tx.gov.
Here are some Odessa American quick hits. Mural Assistance Program. Local business owners wanting to spruce up their buildings will get some help from Odessa Arts. Beginning June 1st, businesses can apply for mural assistance. This $2,500 matching grant will assist businesses with finding the right artist and purchasing supplies to enhance their buildings with murals. Grants will be distributed across all city council districts, as well as inside the downtown Odessa footprint. Grant application portal will open June 1st. Visit odessaarts.org. Museum Summer Art Camp. The Ella Noel Art Museum at 4909 East University Boulevard has scheduled its summer art camp as follows: June 7th through 11th, ages 13 to 17, Teen Artist Residency Program. June 14th through 18th, ages 6 through 12, Ceramics Art Sampler. June 21st to 25th, ages 6 to 12, Painting From Bugs to Botanicals. July 12th to 16th, ages 6 to 12, 3D Design, Textiles, Embroidery. July 19th through 23rd, ages 6 through 12, Collage, Mixed Media, Cartooning, Flip Books. For class times, fees, or more information, call 432-550-9696, extension 213, or visit noelartmuseum.org.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Suggestions for persistent jock itch. Dr. Roach writes, many wrote to give advice to the gentleman with persistent fungal infection or jock itch. Among the many suggestions I received were, avoid perfumes and dyes, such as in detergent, as this may be an allergic reaction. Keep the area dry with powder. Change clothes frequently. Try an elimination diet. Wear boxers, not briefs. The chief scientific and medical officer for the National Psoriasis Foundation, www.psoriasis.org, also wrote, agreeing with my suggestion that consultation with a dermatologist to confirm the diagnosis was wise, as psoriasis, as well as other skin conditions, can mimic jock itch. As always, I appreciate the feedback and helpful suggestions.
Lonely customer spends hours at local business. Dear Abby, I've been in the retail business for 12 years. My husband and I own it. A customer moved here a few months ago. He's retired and lives with his wife, daughter, and grandchild. He's bored and doesn't want to be around his family, so he has started spending every day in our store, wasting our time. He bothers customers with his stories and traps them for hours at a time. He has purchased some items, so he is buying from us, but I can tell he just wants a place to hang out. He is loud and intrudes into other people's conversations when they're at the counters. He has also taken a liking to one employee who works Saturdays and has started spending 4 to 5 hours every Saturday morning coming in and trying to make conversation about anything. I've never had to deal with this kind of a customer. I don't know how to tell him he can't hang out at our store. He's basically using us as an outlet to talk to people and keep himself out of his house. Please help. I want to say it in a nice way, but I think any way is going to hurt his feelings. Signed, Unpleasant Situation. Dear Unpleasant, you seem to be a compassionate person. Check out what services are available for seniors in your area. Then explain to the customer that while you appreciate his business, you and your employees have work to do, limited time to do it, and cannot socialize with him. then suggest some places where he can spend time and volunteer and etc. Dear readers, a group of distinguished psychiatrists, the Group for the Advancement of Psychiatry, needs help from some of you. They are seeking to understand how faith identity, being spiritual, religious, spiritual but not religious, or neither religious nor spiritual, positively or negatively impacts mental health and well-being. Below is the URL to the online survey, which will take approximately 10 to 15 minutes to complete. The questions address the following topics. Do you identify as religious, spiritual, or both, or neither? What religious and or spiritual practices do you participate in, if any? What are your current levels of anxiety, and what is your current mood? Readers, your input is important. Understanding your beliefs, understanding how they affect your mental health, could benefit individuals who need help and haven't gotten it. To participate in this anonymous survey, you must be 18 years of age or older. The URL below will direct you to the online survey. For those who have no internet access but would like to participate, please send a letter to GAP Religion/Spirituality Survey, P.O. Box 570218, Dallas, Texas, 75357-0218. The URL address is yalesurvey.qualtrics.com/jfe/form/sv_8g4jpamkf2bdlib. Thank you in advance for helping them out. They are a wonderful, caring group of doctors. Love, Abby.
Hello, this is Michael reading the horoscopes by astrologer Georgia Nichols. Happy birthday for Monday, May 24th, 2021. You are witty, talkative, and compassionate. You have a fine analytical mind, yet you are also intuitive. Because of your imagination, you excel in the arts and music. As this year shifts, you will overcome obstacles and make strides toward the realization of your goals, especially those that involve learning or further study. Some of you will teach as well. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 3 stars. No doubt you're already feeling Mercury retrograde impacting your sign, even though it does not technically go retrograde until May 28th. Symbolically, it's been slowing down since May 16th. Be proactive about your cars and trucks because transportation delays are classic. Tonight, shared finances might disappoint. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. Checks in the mail will be late and financial matters will experience delays because of Mercury retrograde. This influence will intensify in the next month. The good news is you can swiftly wrap up old business during this time. Tonight, be polite with someone older. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 3 stars. Many of you are in contact with ex-partners and friends from your past because Mercury retrograde will be taking place in your sign. Technically, this occurs from May 28th through June 22nd, but in reality, its influence is May 16th to July 8th. Good luck. Tonight, expect restrictions. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 3 stars. Mercury retrograde is generally something like the hounds from hell for most of us. What? Not that again. However, this particular Mercury retrograde will actually benefit you because it will help you do research and study the past. You can use this to your advantage. Each Mercury retrograde is different. Tonight, accept obligations with children. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 4 stars. You are probably hearing from old friends as well as members of groups to which you might have belonged before due to the influence of Mercury retrograde. You can use this influence in the next few weeks to rethink your future goals. You might even resurrect an old goal. Tonight, listen to an older family member. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 3 stars. This month, Mercury retrograde is taking place at the top of your chart. Because its influence has already begun, you might be hearing from parents, bosses, and authority types you haven't seen in a while. Might this be a helpful reconnection? Tonight, don't succumb to worry. It's a habit. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 3 stars. You are one of the signs that can actually benefit from the frustrating impact of Mercury retrograde, because this particular Mercury retrograde will actually help you study the past, especially history, and it will also help you finish important papers or manuscripts. Yes. Tonight, money shortages. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. Although Mercury retrograde will create delays in business negotiations, especially with banks or about shared property, it also can smoothly expedite old business from the past, like insurance issues that might be dragging on. This could be helpful. Tonight, don't be discouraged. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 3 stars. You will soon hear from ex-partners and old friends from the past due to the influence of Mercury retrograde. Sometimes this is an unnerving experience. Nevertheless, it could be an opportunity for closure. Tonight, you might feel isolated or alone. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 2 stars. You will feel the brunt of Mercury retrograde at work or in any task that you set for yourself. Expect delays, mixed up communications, lost paperwork, missed appointments, and shortages. Cope as best as you can, because what choice do you have? Tonight, someone might criticize you. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. Many of you will be thinking about, dreaming about, or in contact with old flames now or later this month because of the influence of Mercury retrograde. Some of you will deal with old business related to kids and sports as well. Tonight, your wishes might be blocked. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 3 stars. Stock the fridge, because relatives might be camped on your doorstep. This is because Mercury retrograde will attract family you haven't seen in a while. However, Mercury retrograde will also help you do home repairs. Tonight, rules might limit your behavior.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.